How are you going to differentiate between a goal and a commitment? What is that going to look like for you specifically? Hey, everybody, welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. This is our Consistency 365 series. These are mini episodes that air between our regular full-length episodes on Mondays and Saturdays that are all focused on helping you re-engage every single day with consistency, because it's so easy to have clarity at the start of the week on how you want to go through your days and the kinds of choices you want to make and the kinds of decisions you want to avoid. And then life gets in the way and it becomes Groundhog Day. Another week that maybe started out strong and then didn't go the way that you planned and you hoped for results, but you didn't end up getting the results that you hoped for. So by coming at you every day with these mini episodes that are only a few minutes long, I just want to help you re-engage with what you want most and how you want to show up every single day. A few days ago on the podcast, I talked about the difference between a goal and a commitment. And this is something I really want you to workshop. I want you to spend some time, not just while you're listening to me say this and it's 3 or 4 minutes of your thought. I want you to sit down with pen and paper, and for each one of your goals, I want you to look at what is the difference between a goal and a commitment. I'll give you an example. If I had a goal to do one play date for Roman every week, that would look very different than if I made a commitment to have one play date for Roman every week. Because if I have a goal, I'm striving for it, but it's, you know, kind of no pressure. There are going to be some times when it happens, and if it doesn't, and if it doesn't, no big deal. But if it is a commitment, I'm going to do it whether it's easy or not. I'm going to do it whether it's convenient or not. I'm going to do it even when the circumstances aren't ideal. And a lot of times we have goals, but we don't make commitments. And we couldn't even tell ourselves what the difference is. When I think about some of my business goals this year and I ask myself, what is the difference between a goal and a commitment? To me, a commitment is I'm going to do it no matter what it takes. And in order to do that, that's not just an idea in my head. It's not just a filter that I see it through. It's not just a perspective. It is action-based. So if I have a commitment in my business, I'm always looking at, am I on track? Have I done what it takes? Have I prepared? Have I put the pieces where they need to be so that I get where I'm trying to go? And I'm much more invested when it's a commitment. When it's a commitment, it's not going to run into, I'm too tired, I don't feel like it, today's not a good day, I'm stressed out, maybe next time. If it is a commitment, that's a whole other level. There's a lot of things that we have in our lives that maybe they're not goals, but they're things we try to do. In my family, going to church on Sunday is something that is really important to us. But, you know, sometimes it doesn't happen and we don't sweat it. This past weekend, Charlie was up most of the night. And so I went to church with Roman and we left, the girls stayed at home with Chris so that they could get a good nap in. But if I had a commitment that it was going to happen, then we would have gone to different service times. Then it would have been, all right, the girls couldn't go on Sunday, so they're going on Thursday, right? It's just you might have flexibility still, and we all need to be flexible. But even if it doesn't happen in the timing that we hoped it would, it's still going to happen. So for each one of your goals, what does it look like for it to be a commitment? Have you made a commitment? What does that mean and what does it not mean? Because I think that your odds of success are going to increase significantly if you make a commitment, and significantly from there if you are very specific about what your commitment is, what it looks like, what it doesn't look like, what it entails, what it requires of you, and what it requires that you not do as well. Happy New Year, guys. I'll see you tomorrow.